moving on a little bit now, a couple of years at the start of the Second World War, so 1939.
Mm-hmm.
What was your situation there?
We were a long time before that, you know, like a year or so. I used to spend hours in, we had a penthouse terrace thing in the terrace watching the aeroplanes being searched. I used to love watching that searchlight, you know, was sort of thing. There was talk about a possible invasion of Hitler of Spain, and of course with Franco sort of thing, that it seemed quite feasible, but in fact it was the opposite, but nobody was to know that. Franco had suffered, as you know, a hell of a dreadful war in Spain with a lot of hunger and a lot of everything. And I don't know if you know, but he had about three meetings with Hitler at the frontier, in which Hitler is alleged to have said, "I'd rather have all my teeth out than another meeting with that man." And he didn't give in. I mean, Franco is whatever people say about Franco, he was not stupid.
No.
He had just gone through a hell of a civil war, and he just couldn't allow.
And he manipulated to keep Spain out of it.
About three meetings, I think. And as I say, Hitler did say, "I'd rather have all my teeth out than."
But when war came, you were evacuated. You and your mother.
We were evacuated.
Your brothers.
Yeah, we. When war started in September 39, and we weren't evacuated until 40. The evacuation. A lot of people was the official evacuation was going to take place, and taking, believe it or not, to London. My father just wouldn't have that, so the people who could afford it organized a ship, and we went to Madeira.
But before that, there was Casablanca.
I think it was the 14th of July when 1940 when it was my birthday, the 14th. I know it's the day we left. We went to Casablanca, and on ships, you know, and my family had families there, so they got a flat for us. But then there was the evacuation, you know, camps, like, you know, but a few people who could afford it, you know, went private.
Yes.
And so we got a flat there. My neighbor, the day we arrived, Italy had gone into war. And our next-door neighbor's husband was being taken to concentration camp the day we arrived, actually. Yeah. And so, but, you know, our name was, you know, Gibraltarian names, my name was Montegrifo, her name was Baglietti, her husband had gone to concentration camp, but we never, in fact, she helped us a lot. You know, she really did. And we got a flat. And you see, this is probably why I became what I became, because there was no daddy there. My mother had never done anything, because in those days women did nothing other than the house and social. So I became in charge. I was 13, because I was 14 the day we came back to Gibraltar. So I was the one that organized the bank, the flat was empty because some families or others had found us a flat, but no furniture. So I had to go to the Soko and buy the furniture. And I mean, things that people at 13 don't do, or about to be 14. So I organized the flat. Believe it or not, thanks to the Italian woman who was our enemy, whose husband had gone to concentration camp. And so we spent the time there until this Vichy, you know, the French turned Vichy, and suddenly we were told we were going to South Africa. A big panic. The men in Gibraltar went on strike and said our women and children have got to come back before they go anywhere else, and they won the day. It went to London, you know, and they won the day. So they produced the oldest. You can imagine the oldest cargo ships Mine was a strategist of Liverpool. I remember that. The oldest ships you could possibly imagine to pick us up. And, of course, the rumour was that we were going to South Africa. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine those ships with these women? Yeah. And because we didn't have cabins, they were cargo ships. We were on deck. And so the men in Gibraltar went on strike, and somehow or other they got the okay to bring the women and children back to Gibraltar. There are things in the newspapers about saying, oh, we let these women come back and they won't leave. You know, the British government, but I haven't read that. And so eventually the day arrived and we had a flat, you know. But guess who helped me with my flat? Her husband came back from concentration camp. This was our neighbour. And they were the ones, she's the one that helped me sort out
the
flat. So the
Vichy, France fell, the Vichy government obviously sympathetic with...
Went German, immediately.
Germany, Italian in the war, he was released.
Yeah, yes, he was. So they helped, she and him helped me sort the flat. And that night we didn't have anything to eat or to sleep, so we slept in their flat.
Right.
He's just come back from concentration camp. But you know, that's the way the world that is not the worst, you know, it has its other things.
Yes. And how did you feel about this? Was it a big adventure? Were you frightened or resentful?
I don't really know, but I was 13. I was 14 the day we got back. I don't understand now, when I see people of 13, 14, how on earth I could have been so responsible. I mean, we had to queue to get the money that Daddy sent, and men, women. I was the only girl there. I don't understand it.
As though you enjoyed it a bit.
Well, for me, it was absolutely thrilling. I mean, I think it's because my mother's a lovely woman, very clever, very artistic, a wonderful wife. But she'd never, in those days, women didn't read newspapers.
No.
I don't know. And I think my father adored me, and he wanted a boy, you see. And sort of, I don't really know that. Mind you, I must have had something in me to be able to take it on. Mm. Well, I did. I mean, I'm a fighter. Mm. And you know what happened to my love after that. I mean...
And so you got back to Gibraltar.
We got back to Gibraltar on the 14th of July. It was my birthday. And and then all our baggage was just thrown into the big square, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And you had to go and find it. And, but on this ship, that's right. I as soon as we got to the ship, my mother and her family all got together, you know, and I went to explore, you know. When I came back, they all had deck chairs. I said, Mummy, where's my deck chair? Oh, I forgot about you. Oh, God. I said, oh, don't worry, because in between I'd met the two Sparks, you know, they were young people, and I'd been chatting them. And I went back to them. I said, look, you've got two bunks. One of you's on duty, so I can have the other bunks. I'm the only one that slept in a bunk that night. The next day, as I say, we arrived, and we had to go and find our bags everywhere. There was the odd air raid, I think, you know, whatever.
And how long did you stay in Gibraltar then?
Not long. 14th of July was my birthday. We got there, and we left on the 24th.
Oh, okay.
Now, that was when there was big problems with the families, because, you know, the family... Obviously, the women had to be re-evacuated. My father wanted us to go to England because of our education. My mother, as family, didn't want to go to England because of the bombs. Fancy sending the whole lot of Gibraltar to London. You know that?
So we have stories of that.
So my mother won and her family, and we went to Madeira.
Yeah.
And that was...
And how did you find Madeira?
Oh, paradise. I went there when I was 14. They got a school for Gibraltar children. I did my school certificate eventually there, which we did in triplicate with indelible pencil in case the ship sank. There were two other copies. But the worst thing was doing the angles in geometry. You had to do it three times. It didn't work. They had this school for Gibraltar children. By then, you see, I was 14. I don't know why I became a leader, but, you know, I don't know, they got me to... I remember the governor from Madeira was coming to visit the school and our gym teacher was ill.
Oh.
I found a photograph of it the other day. And they got me, you know, to do the
right.
the bit that she would have done, you know, sort of thing. And it's the first time school with girls and boys.
Yeah.
In those
yeah.
days, isn't it?
So you had friends from your school in Gibraltar?
Yeah, I had some friends
yeah.
who were, yeah,
well,
some friends came our way, you know. But it's the first time we ever went to a school with boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I was about 15, 16, you know, about to do a school certificate
yeah.
or whatever it is. And there were five girls and 15 boys in my class.
And did your father ever visit you?
Once.
Once.
They had to go through via Lisbon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, during the war, your father was there with the...
My father was with Eastern Telegraph
Eastern.
Company.
What was he doing there? Because everything in Gibraltar became a military garrison. Was he working for the military?
No, he was working for Eastern Telegraph Company.
Okay.
You know, that is a... It was a private firm, but during
yeah.
the war, maybe...
But they still continued, or...
Oh, yes,
assistant.
No, that continued. Yeah,
yes.
That was Eastern Telegraph. Cable and Wireless now.
Yes.
But it was known as Eastern Telegraph Company. And he did come and visit us when things got a bit better via Lisbon.
Yes.
He came to visit us. But for me, it was awful because I was very much my father's girl. You know,
yeah.
I really had more communication with my father than my mother. So my father made me in charge of my mother when we were in Madeira.
Mm.
So I'm the one who went to the bank, I'm the one who...
Yeah.
Because, you know, mummy, you know, in those days, I mean, my...
You were talking about all the Spanish workers and housemaids.
Ah, oh, that was funny. Nearly everybody had living in maids in those days. And can you imagine, I mean, I wasn't in the game then, but people like my mother, you know, living in maids, sort of... then eventually, I think the government did something, and all foreigners had to leave the rock by 7 o'clock.
This is where they closed the border, wasn't it? That
no,
night.
No,
at night.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That the you know, in other words, no,
it was a curfew,
no non-Gibraltarian
yes,
or British could
yeah.
stay in Gibraltar, and that made the women a little bit happy. But it was ridiculous because. From what I hear, as a child, there were no brothels in Gibraltar ever, and consequently, the men used to go to La Linea.
Yeah.
That was the in thing, you know, and that's why a lot of Gibraltarian women hated Spaniards.
Okay. Yes.
I can understand.
Yes.
You know, so then, you know, the war went on, as you know, and. We'd had some submarine had a problem. We came in. No, we just it was absolute bliss. Madeira was absolutely bliss. We were there until we left before. We left in 1943.
Yes.